Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, New Mexico State Aggie season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1,000,000. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1,000,000. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1,000,000. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience, New Mexico State Aggie season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Woo!
There we go.
Sorry, a little late on that. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-o!
It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
I wish I could ever have that kind of energy, man.
That's just a great line.
That dude, what's the most women that he had in like a weekend, do you think? Ric Flair.
I mean, hopefully more than New Mexico State has returning starters. All right.
I would say that's almost a guarantee. I would say he had more women in a 2-minute period than New Mexico State.
Yes. Look, New Mexico State, Doug Martin. I feel for Doug Martin. I think he's a solid coach. Had a 7-6 season not that long ago. The state of New Mexico just made it incredibly hard to be a football coach last year. They couldn't practice there. They couldn't play there. They were playing at Sam Boyd Stadium. For University of New Mexico was playing at Sam Boyd Stadium. New Mexico State just said, fuck it. We got a punt on the season. They played in the spring, a 2-game season. It was supposed to be more, but some games got canceled, but they went 1-1. They lost by 26 to Tarleton State,
both games in El Paso.
Yeah. Tarleton State was brand new to the FCS. So that's a bad look.
They lost to a Division II school for all intents and purposes.
They won by 7 to Dixie State. But let me explain what went on here. Because that the fact they couldn't play.
Yeah.
Everyone transferred out.
That makes it harder.
So now they have two returning starters. Two, Pat. All on offense. The rest are new players.
Two returning starters on the whole team.
To give you an idea, folks, if you're listening out there, every team normally gets around this year, especially with the COVID year where you're getting that extra year. This year, more than any year, we're returning starters. I feel like every team's around 17 to 20.
Yeah.
They have two, Pat. Two. That's just unbelievable to me.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. They have a total of four seniors on their two deep depth chart.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. Experience won't be an issue in the future, but it very much is right now.
Jonah Johnson is going to be the quarterback. He's a junior dual threat. He rushed for 53 yards and two scores in one of the team's two spring games. It's just really hard to see, to forecast this. What the fuck are we supposed to forecast here? I mean, we just that they suck because the only two guys coming back are wide receiver Robert Downs the third, a senior wideout, and left tackle Sage Doxtater. Great name.
Great name.
Left tackle. Everyone else, I mean, they're starting a right tackle, a freshman running back. This team, it's really hard to sit here and do a preview episode, to tell you the truth. Like, it's like, well, what are we supposed to go through? You know what I mean? Everyone left the team. They went out, tried to bring in some transfers. They got a center, Eli Johnson, coming in from Ole Miss to go on that O-line. That's big. I feel for everybody involved with this program.
Well, I mean, last year was pretty much Doug Martin's best season from a win percentage standpoint, second best season of his career. And this guy's been, he coached at Kent State for 7 years as the head coach and had zero winning seasons there. And now he's been at New Mexico State for 8 years and has had one winning season there. So that's a total of 15 years with one winning season as a head coach. And look, but 1-1 last year, that's 50% win percentage.
So in the FCS,
you have to be pleased
at your level. I mean,
1-1 when you're down a level, you know,
I think this is one of the hardest jobs to win at in America. And especially considering, I mean, let alone, I'm talking about in a normal season, normal world, it's one of the hardest jobs in the country to win at. Then you add in the politics of the state and what was dealt to them. And I think it's probably just the biggest disaster. I feel for Doug Martin. I think Doug Martin's probably the right guy for the job, considering what has occurred. Why not? You know, I don't even think he should be on the hot seat. Do you?
No. I mean, what do you really expect?
Well, he got him to a bowl game, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. What was that? 2017, I want to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so last year they didn't really have a season.
Yeah.
Depending. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do you make of this team, man? I mean, they got a Michigan transfer coming in at running back, Omari Samuels.
Just based on 2017, I feel like you have to give this guy. Yeah.
And the death blow that the state gave them, then everyone transfers out.
Look at the losses in 2017 too. A 6-point loss at Arizona State, a 3-point loss against Troy. I guess there were a bunch of close wins too, but not that close. So, I mean, he had a couple bad losses too. 7-6. Where did they practice? They played both of their games in El Paso, which is about an hour from Las Cruces, 57 minutes on Google Maps.
Yeah.
Right next to Juarez, you know, a beautiful area there.
They got Dominic Jacinto, a Missouri transfer, a wideout, maybe. I mean, they went the transfer route when everyone transferred out from them. They got a former Baylor wide receiver, Robert Downs, coming in. maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe just because they don't have any returning starters, maybe some of these transfers will pan out, but they also lost everybody. I don't know what to expect. The win total, Patty C, is sitting at 1.5. Well, if you're a New Mexico State football fan, first off, I really respect you sticking this out. You know what I mean?
All three of you out there.
Yes. Well, look, their basketball program is lit. And if they can be a part of this WAC conference that is forming, that is trying to make a run at, I think, joining the FBS.
Oh, yeah.
There's speculation about that in 2026 or 25. This, you get into a conference, maybe you can build some structure there. Your basketball program's solid. You're normally a tournament team, you know, year in, year out.
Yeah. Well, how many teams are there in college football right now?
130.
You figure how many more are you tacking on when the new WAC joins the
I think it would be interesting to see who they add, because right now New Mexico State's not a part of it, but I think they've shown interest in perhaps joining that conference. But you know, right now what I think Sam Houston State, Stephen F. Austin, Tarleton, Abilene Christian, Dixie State, Lamar. Sam Houston State, we know, is a power. They just won the FCS championship. They would have no problem jumping up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying you add like eight more teams. Let me rattle off these recruiting rankings and then we'll say, hey, I imagine because the 24/7 includes the FCS teams in the recruiting rankings, and New Mexico State 129, 125, 119, 127 and 113 over the past 5 years. That may be the bottom of the Sun Belt Conference as it was when they were in there, and the worst independent recruiting team that there is, but they might be the best team of a new conference coming up. They won't be, but
I want to add also that I believe in basketball, Southern Utah is joining. New Mexico State is in the WAC now in basketball. I think Grand Canyon, Cal Baptist, Seattle and Utah Valley, I believe.
All WAC teams potentially.
I think if I'm reading this article correctly,
they're stretching from Texas to California
to Seattle.
Wow.
But the problem is Seattle doesn't have a football team, so I don't know what they're going to do as far as grabbing football. I mean, I we know Sam Houston State's a power. That's, and some of these other Texas schools. I mean, who knows what they can do coming up in a few years here, but.
Got to appreciate this happening though, because you were rattling off to me all the teams in California that had once played football at the FBS level,
yeah,
and no longer even have a program at all. You know, yeah. There's like 10 great schools that you know used to be playing football at a relatively high level and are gone. You know,
and to me, it's always puzzling because I think the great way, I understand it's an expensive sport,
yeah,
like, but it's also how you make money,
right?
As a revenue builder for a university, football programs are the best ticket to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wichita State had a decent history. They are gone from it. They want to come back now. They know if a stadium will cost a lot of money. So that's the hard part, is raising that capital. But once that's there, you're probably going to be all right, especially nowadays with the television contracts.
Yeah.
When Wichita State, I think, closed up in the 80s.
Yeah,
that's a perfect example. I think Long Beach State closed up in 90. George Allen, their final season, they had Terrell Davis on that roster. Yeah,
all right? Prior to the sport getting the level of exposure.
That's what I'm saying. So now, like those Maction Tuesday night games where they cash in that big paycheck because you're getting 800,000 viewers on some of those games.
Yeah. I'm just like, this thing has to progress a little bit as a JMU fan alum. You know, I want to watch them, and occasionally you'll get an ESPN2 for like the biggest game of the year. I know you got Flow TV last year,
yeah.
But when is this going to be like really accessible to the common fan who wants to watch?
I think Flow TV is probably a bad deal for the CAA, but I think the future is the internet. ESPN3. I mean, they have a contract with Big 12. So, I mean, you're not gonna be able to see every Kansas, or now you will be able to see every Kansas game via ESPN3.
Yeah.
I think that's the future for our college sports.
Yeah. And that could open the door to these schools that are just, you know, out in the dark because they can't even get like local television time, you know.
But key in also, the more states that go to legalized gambling, the better, the more revenue, because there'll be more eyes on your team, which means the television contract will be good, which will go to the university and the conference, or actually go to the conference and trickle down to the university.
Oh, it's happening already, you know, and it's only going to happen more. New Mexico State could be a big beneficiary.
Yeah, I mean, look, guys, we've been breaking down all 130 teams. Normally, we're able to give you a better breakdown of the roster. I'll just hit you with this. Jonah Johnson's penciled in to be the starting quarterback. I think the running back situation, they have Juwan Price, a freshman, him and Omari Samuels, a transfer from Michigan, that will be battling there. The wide receiver spots, Cole Harity Jr., Justice Powers, and Terrell Werner appear to be what's penciled in, but keep an eye on Robert Downs, who I mentioned. Tight end Thomas Whitford is penciled in to be the starter there. Offensive line, I hit on Eli Johnson, the Ole Miss transfer. I hit on some of their other offensive linemen, but these are breaking in a new freshman tackle. That's tricky. So I hit on Sage Dockstader. He's back. The defensive line led by Marcus Buckley Jr. And when I say led, it's kind of us bullshitting because they haven't played. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we would be lying if we said we broke down a lot of film.
Well, there is none.
Yeah,
there is none. As at New Mexico State, there is none to say these guys did not start last year.
Well, I mean, just Sage Dockstader would be the only guy we'd be really breaking down film on.
So we wish you best of luck. And let's the win total's at 1.5, Patty C.
Well, I'll say this. I appreciate this about their schedule. They get Utah and New Mexico as two of their first three games.
UTEP.
UTEP and New Mexico as their two of their first three games. Those are by far their two most played rivals of all time. So just diving in, rivals first to get the season started. Pretty fun, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And what? Well, wait, don't they have San Diego State on there too?
San Diego State isn't one of their most played teams though. But that's, yeah, the in between UTEP and New Mexico is San Diego State. But basically what I'm saying is, While before they've taken all their L's, you know, they're playing their rivals. So those games have some stake.
Well, and like I said, the win total is 1.5. And I'll tell you the truth, man. As a guy that watched UTEP last year, I want to say, I think you were at my house, Patty C. It was week one for UTEP as they got so fortunate to beat, I think it was Abilene Christian or Stephen F. Austin, one of the two.
Yeah.
They got really fortunate. Like I was up, I had bet on the game on the money line for the upset. And it looked like Abilene Christian, I think it was, that had it done. And like UTEP bust like a, Abilene Christian could have like basically, if they get one first down, the game's over.
Yeah.
UTEP hasn't moved the ball on them all game.
Yeah. Is this past spring?
Yeah. You were at my house, not spring. It was fall.
Okay.
Right. But my point here is that UTEP is their first opponent. This was a UTEP against, I believe, Abilene Christian. And because of their dumb decision-making, UTEP got a running touchdown late, like an 80-yard screen, almost like that Miami game you showed me the other day.
Okay, yeah.
To get him down to the 10-yard line. Yeah. And then I'm still thinking, oh, he can hold. But my point is UTEP is not very good. That's a winnable game out the gate for New Mexico State.
They are 75-71 all time in that series. So they have the all time lead. Let me look at some recent matchups.
Speaking of which, this game is on Flow Sports week zero,
boom,
August 28th, the rivalry game. We will have this on in the studio, Patty C.
New Mexico State winners of three straight in this rivalry, which I guess was preceded by looks like an 8-game win streak by UTEP. So maybe things are going in the right direction.
The wheels fell off. UTEP in the 90s was like a decent mid major. I don't know what to think now. I mean, this is a winnable game. I see why at first I saw the win total 1.5. I'm like, how? They have two returning starters. I'm like, this one right here is a winnable game.
Well, with three wins in a row, you would figure, maybe they should be favored, but I am not favoring a team.
I'm taking UTEP. Yeah. I'm taking UTEP. Week two at San Diego State. That's a loss, even though it's at Dignity Health Sports Park, Patty C, where we've been there for an XFL game. That's in LA, essentially. And then at New Mexico, that's a loss. Now here's one Saturday, September 18th, but I think South Carolina State's actually a decent FCS. And watch out because they can bite you here. They can bite you. This is a winnable game, but I'm saying like I would favor South Carolina State.
South Carolina State 3-1 last year.
They're good. They're a good FCS, dude.
Decent. They didn't really play any good teams. Delaware State twice and Alabama State. So
Alabama State's solid.
Yeah, they did whoop up on primetime last year.
Alabama State's solid, but
the year before they were 8-3 in the FCS.
That's what I'm saying. They could lose. That I would favor South Carolina State to win this game.
Oh,
it's a far trip going to Las Cruces.
I will too. Yeah, I will too.
That's a loss, right?
Yeah.
So I got them at 0-4.
Do you understand how hard it is to get a team ready that has never played? No one on the team has ever played a snap of college football almost. Early in the season, that's going to be a shit show for them, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they're home to Hawaii. Hawaii's going to smoke them. They're at San Jose State. San Jose State's going to smoke them. Back to back away at San Jose State, at Nevada. Then they get a week off, and then they're at Hawaii. They play Hawaii twice, Patty C.
There you go. They don't care. They'll go to Hawaii. They'll go to the SEC.
Well, that's what's ridiculous here. You get to the bottom of this schedule. Now, yes, after Hawaii, they get another week off, and then they get Utah State. But then at Alabama and at Kentucky, it is ridiculous that the SEC is playing New Mexico State. Absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Let alone back-to-back weeks.
I mean, this is a team you throw them in the CAA, Patty C, where you went to school, JMU, played there.
Yeah.
I would say, off the top of my head, Delaware, Villanova, JMU, Richmond, New Hampshire, Maine, all better than New Mexico State. And I might even say William and Mary.
Yeah.
They might come in last place
and far
in the CAA, dude.
Yeah.
They might come in last place. And for the SEC to be playing them, fucking pathetic.
It is pathetic.
It's pathetic.
For Alabama to be playing them.
Yes.
How about New Mexico State traveling to basically every corner? If they could go international, I'm sure they would. San Diego, they have to go to San Diego.
Which actually in LA. That game's in LA.
LA, yeah. Hawaii, San Jose, Nevada, and
Reno. Yeah, Reno.
Yeah, they go to Alabama and UMass. Basically, every corner of the country. I guess the UMass comes to them, but
this year, last year.
Yeah.
That's the one you circle, November 27th. Let me make
the case.
Conference
will help this team a lot.
Yes. Yes. let me make the case.
Yeah.
I think UTEP's bad. And I think Doug Martin, if he can get his boys in order by August 28th.
Yeah.
I actually expect that UTEP game to be close.
Okay.
If they can steal that win, then you have all year to build this team. That's full of youth, right? Mm-hmm. You end the season at Aggie Memorial Stadium in Las Cruces against UMass. You could have two wins and you could hit that over. But I'll tell you this, if you're brave enough to take this over ticket, watch out for that UTEP game.
UTEP is winnable.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
UTEP only beat Stephen F. Austin and Abilene Christian last year.
And those were games.
Yeah. A combined 14 points. I mean, they lost to North Texas, who wasn't very good last year. So they're capable of losing. They got absolutely annihilated by Texas, obviously, to get, like, if you want to get a good idea of what they are against real competition, 59-3 there. So UTEP is beatable, but I don't think it's just so hard.
Yeah.
Game one, especially.
We'll be here in the studio watching it, buddy.
No, we will not, but
we'll
have it on the ticker.
I will.
On Saturday, August 28th.
It's week zero. There's only like five games.
Oh, that's right. That is week zero. Flow Sports will be rocking, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, folks, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, by the way, me and Patty C are on the under. Yeah. We're on the under. But if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe because we are breaking down all 130 college FBS college football teams. Yes, UTEP will have an episode. Same with UMass. And a lot of other ones are out there. Hawaii's already out there. New Mexico, all that good stuff. But also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. I know fans out there in Las Cruces. Come on, you gotta love. Yeah, this is a great town, dude.
It's a beautiful, great town, beautiful place.
Chris Jans does a great job with the basketball program in Las Cruces. Their team, with the exception of last year because of the COVID situation, but years prior they've been a good basketball team for a while now. So subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball year round over there.
Boom. Money Magazine has Las Cruces the number three place to go of the top 20 in 2019. I guess that was a couple years ago.
Yeah. So. Go catch a game.
Yeah. Catching a basketball game is probably part of that. Yeah. Probably not catching a football game.
But subscribe. Like I said, me, Patty C, NC Nick, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been doing it for over 4 years. Never had a losing season for each individual and for each individual sport. So for me, I've never had a losing season in college basketball, picking every game or college football. Obviously, as a collective, we're way over we're way over 500. And I can tell you this, our locks are way over 500 too. And we give you all that for free on the SGPN app. Download that thing. You'll get everything. Our podcast. We just had a lot of great guests on in the past week or so, from Mike Leach to Randy Cross to Larry the Cable Guy, and so on and so on and so on. Check it out. You'll get that all for free if you download the app. If you download the app, give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us, and take a screenshot of your review. Find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. Show me that, follow me, and then essentially show me that screenshot and of that review, and I will send you a college football or college basketball experience t-shirt. Patty C is on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick is on Twitter at @NC_NICK. And the College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, too. It's a lot of fun if your office is blocking you, right? This is the College Football Experience, New Mexico State Aggie style. I'm sorry, but take the under. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.